The exile will be over, Hebrews would no longer say the God who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, the God of the Passover, in other words, but rather the God who brought us home from the lands of the north and ended our bitter exile. And that notion of denominating God by his acts is an absolutely real one in our tradition. In the Old Testament, to refer to him as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, was very common. We worship the God of the fathers, the God Abraham followed when he called him away from his father's house and led him to the land of Canaan. It's by the deeds of God that we come to know him. And when we say that we worship the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are referring to his great deed towards us. And it is for that status that Jesus argues in today's gospel. He wants to be the focus of their believing. He wants them to make his word their hope. He wants them to be his disciples so that they can learn the truth which will set them free. And they give a very, very wrong-footed answer to that. We are descended from Abraham. We have never been slaves of anyone. That's something which is very irreligious. Because they should immediately have remembered that for a Jew, the Passover, the heart of the liturgical year, is meant to enable all of them to say, we were subjected to cruel slavery, I was subjected to cruel slavery, but God brought me out of Egypt with outstretched hand and mighty arm. A Jew learns to believe because of the history of his people, as if it had all happened to him in his own lifetime. And so it is right for this proud and chosen people to say, I was a slave in Egypt, and I was in exile in Babylon. Jesus wants them to say that they are disciples of Jesus of Nazareth. And he argues from their claims to holiness. You are slaves to sin, he says. And your place in the house is not assured. But if the son of the house were to make you free, then your freedom would be assured. The son of the house is, of course, himself. And he's claiming in that line to have a relationship with God which is quite different in order from theirs. They're slaves of the house, and he is a son. He has the power to give them adoption. I have spoken to you of what I've seen with my father, but you have put into action the lessons learned from your father. So they claim their kinship with Abraham, the father of the nation, and Jesus cuts that away. Abraham was a believer, and you are refusing to believe. You want to kill me when I tell you the truth, as I have learnt it from God. That is not what Abraham did. And he repeats again, what you are doing is what your father does. And so they make a bold claim to belong to God. But Jesus will have none of that, because he is so sure that the God of the fathers is the one who sent him to them. If God be your father, he says, you will love me, since I have come here from God. Yes, I have come from him. I was sent, and by God. He's putting them very much on the spot. He's cutting away all their refuges, and making their treatment, their response to him, the ultimate judgment on their faith and their life. And anyone reading this who wants to think that Jesus made no personal claims, or that he simply came to help people to be good, or that he was a moral reformer, will only do so by denying the gospel. The gospel is very clear. Our faith is to believe in Jesus as the last word of God, and of God we must learn how to say that we worship God of Jesus of Nazareth. And no other shape will do for us. So when we read of the ancient fear of idolatry, we think not in terms of very conservative notion. We keep our faith pure. We worship what we learned when we were little, we worship the past. We should think of that very dynamic task of relating to Jesus in our prayer as alive, risen from the dead, and learning from him, with him, how to offer to the Father the worship that is due to him, so that we can truly say, Our Father, to God. Let us pray that when Easter approaches, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and make us know his name and listen to his voice. Lord, hear our mercy. Let us pray for those who have asked us to pray for them, especially the ones who are in family or in parish. And those whose lives we can.